Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Booker T and the MGs bringing us back. That's Time is Tight. That's the name of that song. Sounds like it, doesn't it? Time is Tight. I love that song. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Joe Cleary is here, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, I'm broadcasting live from the Insperity Championship, Insperity Invitational Golf Tournament, the Champions Tour Tournament, and the best stop on the tour. And Joe Cleary and I are both proud to be Insperity partners, and Joe's been involved. His business, Harvey Builders, has been involved, I think, Joe, since the beginning, right? Since they started this tournament. You guys have been partners with Insperity, haven't you?
We have, yeah. I've got to count on all my digits. I think it's 14 years.
Yeah. And so one of the things that, by the way, folks, Joe is, as you know, is an old friend and been a member of our Brain Trust now for all these years. And Joe, I remember when you, Joe's the president of Harvey Builders, by the way. Harvey Builders, is it harveybuilders.com?
Yes.
Okay. So check it out. It's founded by Mr. Harvey. You went to work for him years ago. When you and I first started visiting together, you were in the process of kind of taking over the company from Mr. Harvey. You and his son. You became a partner and are now helping to run the company with David Harvey, your partner. But now we've lived long enough now, Joe, that you're already seeing over the horizon a little bit. You were telling me last night at dinner how you're grooming some pretty smart guys to kind of start taking over the helm a little bit.
Yes, we've been grooming these guys for about 15 years, and we decided 20 years ago that we would begin putting our succession plan in place, and we came up, we had some consultants help us with it, and came up with the a mechanism of bringing in our top producers and, you know, the smartest guys on the planet, in our opinion, into ownership as shareholders, and not a big percentage, and we've allowed them to incrementally increase that over the last 10 to 15 years, but now they're ready. David and I are about 3 to 4 years away from stepping down and going through some type of retirement process. I'm not sure what that is, but we understand we've got to get out of these guys' way.
Will it be easier for you to move on than it was for Mr. Harvey?
No, I think this is a model that we basically plagiarized from Mr. Harvey and Mr. Brown. They gave us a lot of leash and allowed mm-hmm. us to never so much that we could make a major mistake, but enough that, right. that we learned from our minor mistakes and they eventually just inherently moved aside. Intuitively moved aside and let us take over the company, and that's what mm-hmm. we're doing with the leadership now. That the company's a little bit bigger, so we've got more players
right.
than Mr. Brown and Mr. Harvey had. But it's working. It's working very well, and our clients understand it, and so the transition is going very well right now.
What have you learned that other people could benefit from in this process, this 20-year process?
I think what we put in place was we really, Jim, and this may sound cliche-ish, but we adopted a very a training and execution program from the military, from the U.S. Mm-hmm. military, and it sat with the three-star general that David and I have known for a long time, and asked him, you know, his opinion on things, and what he told us is you can't underestimate training. No matter what, no matter yeah. how smart a person is, no matter what type of education they've had, on the ground training, on the job training is so important. And so we put in place a training program that every Friday afternoon for 40 42 of the 52 weeks of the year.
We made
sure that we were training, and we did training in house. We get experts to come in for for leadership and that sort of thing that we're not really qualified to train mm-hmm. on. And so our folks, all of our folks, went through these training programs, and then they had to go out and execute. And once they successfully executed what we trained them on, they were allowed to go to the next level. And so it turned out to be a very, very disciplined and well thought out plan that we got a lot of help from others on, that we were dedicated and disciplined enough to execute. And so that's really the fruit that's been born from those exercises is fabulous. So I would say anybody who wants their business to be to get to an excellent status needs to have a very, very, very regimented training program with excellent teachers, and then make sure that you allow the individuals, the employees, to go execute, and make sure that you're evaluating them and you're giving them positive mm-hmm. feedback all the way along the way, and then let them go to the next level.
Well, that's a great perspective there, Joe. And folks, let me say this: that's out of that little story is out of the mouth of a man who's made it happen, who's been right there, and it's a success story. So you can't beat learning a lesson from someone who's done it successfully. Hey, Joe, I'm proud of you. It's good to know you as all these years. Keep up the good work, and I'll see you tonight.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be on your show.
You too, buddy. Joe Cleary, ladies and gentlemen, with Harvey Builders. He'll be back next year with me, and I'll be back after these messages. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.